Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the importance accorded to a woman's shyness as portrayed in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 149 penned by Velli Veethiyaar. The verse is situated in the drylands of Pale and speaks in the voice of the lady to her confidant on hearing that the lady had to elope away with the man. அழிதோதானே நானே நம்மோடு நனிநீடு உளந்தன்று மண்ணே இனியே வான்பூங் கரும்பின் ஓங்கு மணர் சிறு சிறை தீம்பூனல் நெறிதர வீந்து உக்கா அங்கு தாங்கும் அளவை தாங்கி காமம் நெறிதர கை நில்லாதே. It's a tale of the fall of shyness here. In the opening words, Alido Dani, meaning indeed it is to be pitied, the verse expresses sympathy towards something. What that something is gets revealed in the next word, Nane. Although this word can be translated as shyness, it does not quite capture the Tamil meaning of this word nanam, which is a mixture of diffidence, humility and even shame that was expected and present in a Tamil woman in Sangam times, or so says the literature. From these abstract emotions, the verse turns to vanpung karumbu, or sugarcane with white flowers. The phrase onga manar chirisire, meaning a small elevated bank of mud, shows us the setting of these crops. Next, we glimpse at timbunal, meaning a sweet flood. And what captures my attention is the usage of the adjective sweet to characterize a fierce flood. Ending with the words kaamam neridara kai nilladi, meaning as love envelops, it cannot remain firm, the verse welcomes us to explore more. Sweet floods and sugarcane seem to hold a calorie-rich meal of emotions. The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a love relationship when the man realized that the only way to protect their relationship was for the lady to elope with him to his village. He seeks the confidant's help to realize this, and the confidant, deciding to help him, insists to the lady that she must leave with the man. To the confidant, the lady says, "Isn't it pitiable? The shyness was suffering for long in me, akin to how the white-flowered sugarcane's elevated mound of mud is broken by the sweet flood swell. It has borne what it could this far, and now, as love swells, it cannot remain with me any longer." With these words, the lady conveys her acceptance to leave with the man in an indirect manner while lamenting the loss of her shyness. There was only talk of floods and sugarcane, and within these few words, how does the lady convey her response to the confidant then? Let's listen closely to find out. The lady starts with a rhetorical question to her confidant, asking, "Wasn't that a sad state?" She clarifies what she is talking about when she mentions her shyness, something which has been suffering in her for long. Then she talks about a field of sugarcane and its white flowers. "We have never seen the white flowers because today's farmers make it a point to cut the sugarcane before the crop flowers. But this was an ancient time, perhaps when interests were not so commercial, and they seem to have seen sugarcane with flowers." The lady is talking about the field of sugarcane only to describe the small bank of mud raised around where these stand. Then she goes on to say how that raised mound falls to the attack of a flood. This scene she equates to how her shyness tried to fight and stand as long as it could, but now it falls because love calls. Bowing to the pressure of passion that calls to her, the lady decides this is no time to be demure. Only if she leaves with the man, then she can be assured of a happy life with him. Here we see her taking a moment to appreciate that quality of shyness that stood so long with her, and sees that now it's farewell time. Returning to that simile of a bank of mud around a sugarcane field, we will know how apt this is when we understand that sugarcane is a water-intensive crop and its yields will utterly fail if it does not get sufficient water. So these crops are planted along fertile streams with the protection of embankments. But If you're by a stream, you cannot control its flow, and when the river swells, the water will indeed flood those protective embankments, and these will succumb to the force of that flood. Recollect how this flood was called a sweet flood, and now the adjective makes sense because of its connection to the flood of love that erodes the lady's shyness. A poignant thought that no matter what shields we raise, we cannot fully control or stop the flow of nature. And like the lady in the verse, at times we must learn to let it be. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, நன்றி, வணக்கம்.